Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, my goodness, it's terrible. Turncoat Tuesday, the 31st day of May, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's the same old day, if you know, colder. It was a little warmer this morning. I think it was 31. Still icy cold in the goddamn morning. Hell, it'll be June tomorrow, right? Or day after tomorrow, anyway. June. And still, it hasn't changed one fucking iota. It's impossible bullshit. Anyway, let's see what we're going to get into here. Trudeau proposes law banning handgun sales in Canada. Well, wow, there's a fucking surprise, and we'll get into it as soon as we return.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Trudeau proposes Now, see, this is where, you know, when I first heard about it, Trudeau's banning handgun sales in Canada. Trudeau is really. What is he, fucking a dictator? I thought he was a prime minister. I thought they had a parliament and what might have you up there. But, I mean, that's how they wanted to come out like this. Trudeau proposes law banning handgun sales in Canada. The people of Canada propose law banning Trudeau from Canada. I mean, fucking, which one do you think is going to fucking fly, people? I can sit here and propose shit all fucking day long, but actually doing it's another fucking thing now, isn't it? I'm so sick of that, you know, Biden's gonna do this, Biden's gonna ban that, Biden's gonna, he's gonna ban 9mm, I mean, he's gonna ban, but fucking, he ain't gonna do shit! He can't even take care of his own fucking goddamn bowels, okay? He wears a fucking diaper. He ain't gonna do shit, and everybody you know that starts, that fucking repeats his shit, you add credibility to nothing. Because it is nothing. They can't do it. Fucking try it, motherfucker, and see what happens to you. You get your fucking ass blown out of this fucking country, you will fucking destroy the New World Order for yourselves. Because you think we're gonna stop after a couple million of our people have been fucking killed? You're giving back all the fucking money. You get, I'm sorry about that. All the fucking wealth. And you're fucking standing trial for the fucking crimes you've committed against we and our people and our fucking law. Plain and fucking simple. That's what's going to happen. That's the declaration of the fucking largest fucking army on the planet, fucking Earth, people. That ain't just one old fucking dried up son of a bitch with shit in his pants. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduced legislation. Oh, he introduced legislation. Well, when I heard it comes over, Trudeau bans guns. He ain't banned shit. And if those legislators know what the fuck's good for them, they'll fucking just, they'll say, we can't do this kind of shit. We don't want to die. If the people in Canada have the fucking moxie, and I think they do. I think the people in Canada have the moxie to put their fucking a handful of fucking goddamn communist, fascist, fucking capitalist cocksuckers in fucking line. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduced legislation that would completely freeze the import, purchase, or sale of handguns while compelling compensated forfeitures of assault weapons. Well, propose all you fucking want, motherfucker. Just like in this country, you know, say whatever you fucking want. You have talked until you fucking, you boy, nobody's even listening to you anymore. You're irrelevant. You're the little boy that cried wolf 10,000 fucking times. Fuck you. Do it or shut the fuck up. You're doing nothing but giving people headaches. On the same day, President Biden, he ain't no fucking president. He's the goddamn head CEO for a fucking unlawful corporation known as the United States Corporation, okay? He's no fucking president. He's an old fucker with shit in his pants. He's an old fucking criminal boss out of Ukraine. Got it? Declared, there's no rational, he declared, oh, this old fucking asshole with shit running down his fucking leg declared. But like, that's supposed to mean something to me? I mean, they bring this stuff and people will come and they'll do, man, he's bad, Biden, he's gonna bad, he ain't gonna do, is he really? Is that what you believe? Then you might as well go fucking hand your guns in, you fucking pussy. Say you're gonna take something from me, I mean, is that just like somebody walking up and saying, I'm gonna take your wallet and you're taking it out of your fucking pocket and hand it, are you gonna take it out of your pocket and hand it to him? Or are they gonna have to fucking fight you for it? I think 99.9% you're going to have to fucking fight them for their fucking wallet. I've seen old women beat the fuck out of people with their purses trying to steal them from them. But I'm going to take your fucking liberty. I'm going to make a goddamn one world slave. See me? I got shit in my pants. I couldn't fucking roll you over if you were dead, but I'm going to do all of this big shit. No, that's coming from the Communist Committee of fucking yellow-bellied fucking sap-sucking pieces of shit, starting with Barack Obama and George Soros, fucking Barry Sanders, the fucking goddamn little crew of bitches, whatever they call them, that have been here 2 minutes and already have fucking congressional fucking seats somehow in these fucking banana republic. Well, no, this fucking elections would make a banana republic fucking blush. There ain't no goddamn elections. It's a fucking corporation that needs to fucking be swept out of here because it is unlawfully placed here. It was unlawfully created. It was created as an act of treason creating it. That act of treason needs to be addressed by we the people who enforced the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15, 1791. Got it? President Biden declared, there's no rational basis for 9mm ammunition in the context of self-defense. I mean, like, fucking anybody even listen to this shit. Who would this fucking, whose mind would this change? Whose direction would this change? This is meaningless fucking babble, okay? And it's going to stay meaningless fucking babble. You want to do something, go for it, motherfucker. Then we'll see what fucking, we'll see who does what to who, huh? But you, this meaningless fucking babble is just fucking, it's disgusting. Other than using firearms for sport shooting and hunting, and there's no reason anyone in Canada needs a gun in their everyday lives. Hell no! They're pumping foreigners in there behind your fucking lines too to fucking make it so your people live in fucking total fucking terror. As they're fucking butchered by fucking third worlders who you didn't get permission to come there. I'm not sure that's any of my business what's going up in Canada, but hey, Canada. Flanked by families of shooting, fuck you shooting victims. I'm sick of you fucking shooting victims. I didn't have nothing to do with your fucking shooting, so go fuck off. I don't even want to hear about it. I don't even want to know it happened, okay? Well, I mean, you have 40,000, 4,000 people killed in fucking Chicago on any given weekend. You don't hear a goddamn word about it. But when they're pushing a fucking propaganda like this bullshit, you're not taking nobody's guns. I guess I have to do it like the goddamn COVID. You're not taking nobody's guns. You're not taking nobody's guns. You're not taking nobody's guns. You will get the bullets right in the fucking face if you give it a go. We are free individual sovereign nationals. We have the right to kill you if you try to take our fucking guns. Got it? Does everybody out there got it? So when they tell you that they're going to take your guns, well, I'm going to have to kill you then if you try to take my fucking guns. That's the law, son of a bitch, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not. That's the absolute unalienable, unalienable, unchangeable fucking law for the United States of America. You don't like it, get the fuck out. Go to fucking Russia, or you go to fucking China, where their politics suits your fucking whims. Because you're not going to fucking change my fucking country. Got it? You're not going to change our law. It's unchangeable. I'm flanked by families of shooting victims and groups of officials that included Canada's Minister of Women and Gender Equality. How long would it take to throw, for one man to fucking take this whole fucking crowd and kick the fuck out of them and, just bitch stomp them with your fucking hands and feet, huh? None. These are the motherfuckers getting in your face. You know, who are you going to hire for your balls? That's what we got to get down to. Let's get down to the fucking meat and potatoes. Get your fucking balls hired and let's fucking do this shit. Find out who's ready to fucking die for a paycheck to try to enforce this fucking unlawful fucking dictates, you cocksuckers, and get on with it. Minister of Women. Are you a Minister of Women? What a fucking sick fucking fucked up world we live in. And gender equality. Gender equality. You're not fucking equal. We're not, there ain't no two of us the same, you stupid son of a bitch. How could there be absolute equality ever? There couldn't be. It is an mathematical, physical impossibility. Got it? And youth. I'm a minister of women and gender equality and youth. You're a sick in the head son of a bitch. Why don't you crawl back in the same hole you came out of and don't never come out again or you will fucking destroy your ass. This is Trudeau declaring, huh? This is what Trudeau declares. This is what I declare. I declare you're a low-life little punk son of a bitch and I can stomp your fucking ass in about 3 fucking seconds. I bitch slap you flat down and you piss yourself, Trudeau. Not that it's none of my business, because Canada ain't my country. But you Canadians, man, you're looking like pretty big pussies if you take this shit. It shall be as it is written, it shall be done. Speaking as Pharaoh. Fuck you, punk. It will be illegal to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. It will. Want to bet? Does illegal really have anything? You can say something's illegal, but lawfully, are they going to do it? Yeah. How many years did you tell people they weren't going to smoke pot? Come on, get real. You did it so you could create a fucking industry, so you could buy 50,000 helicopters and all these fucking people to go fucking pull up fucking weeds out of the fucking ground that people are going to smoke anyway. You're never going to tell the fucking people what to do. You never have. You fucking have gotten rough with some fucking poor ass people who didn't have good guns to shoot back at you with. But you're fucking with the goddamn people in the jungle now, you son of a bitches. Handguns anywhere in Canada. Well, what do you say, Canadians? Is that the way it is? Is that your fucking word on it? In 2020, Canada similarly... banned the sale of more than 1,500 models of so-called assault weapons. Did you really? Owners were allowed to keep... allow me, you motherfucker. We'll see who allows who to do what. Well, see, this is Canada again. This is your country. It's up to you people. Whether you become bitch slaves like your fucking cousins over there in Australia, or if you stand up and fucking wipe these motherfuckers from the face of the fucking planet, it's up to you. I'm just here as an observer when it comes to Canada. Owners were allowed to keep existing rifles provided that they had a permit. Otherwise, were given a 2-year amnesty period in which to turn them in. While the government estimated that 105,000 weapons were affected by the policy, Canadians turned in just, only 160? There was only 160 cowards out of 105,000? Oh, you can't, you Canadians are looking better by the minute, aren't you? You gonna go turn it in? Are you gonna be one of those 160 cowards, or are you gonna be one of those 105,000 fucking goddamn, I guess patriotic son of a bitches that ain't gonna turn them in? Of them, though, December 9th, 2021 to this point, no compensation has been provided. Fuck your compensation. A goddamn, the weapons of fucking war are the right of the fucking, any fucking free man. You got the right to defend yourself against some son of a bitch having a gun and making you fucking his slave. That's what guns are used for. If they're not used to keep you from slavery, they're used to put you in slavery. That's all there is to it. Fuck your fucking hunting. Fuck your fucking target shooting. That's what guns are for. Why? Because they're a fucking higher form of fucking battle. Now, under proposed law, most owners of covered rifles will be required to surrender them to the government. Required to surrender them to the government. You're going to run down and surrender it? Or you're going to be one of them 106 fucking pussies? Required to surrender them to the government. I surrender. God damn, you know that, man, that's what King George should have done. He should have just required that every American come and surrender their gun. And then there would have been no fucking goddamn conflict, right? Because all he was doing was confiscating guns. No, he was trying to make a fucking war to take everything that these people had built on this fucking continent. Well, again, this is Canada. You've been fucked by the goddamn same people. Why you haven't broken free from that monarchy? Why we haven't? It was a good fucking question, huh? Via a mandatory... Oh, there's that word mandatory. Who makes it mandatory? If you guys got the guns and they fucking want the guns, who's going to make it mandatory that you give them the guns? See, they're going to have to hire balls because this guy Trudeau, he's got a big fucking slit from his belly button to his fucking asshole. He is a cunt. He is a fucking bitch. He's a fucking woman. He couldn't fucking roll a fucking good man over if he's dead. He couldn't roll my left nut over to the fucking door there. He's nothing. All he can do is act like he's a woman, get in there with the women, squish his tits out like he's a woman, or and pull his fucking pecker up and between his legs so he can pretend like he's a fucking woman. We should let me be ruler. I'd be ashamed to have that. Well, I mean, I'm ashamed of everything in this goddamn country I live in. But if I were you guys, I'd be ashamed of that little fucker there is telling you what to do. Really? Mandatory buyback program set to begin at the end of 2022. It's unclear how much compensation will be offered. The proposed legislation would also require rifle and shotgun magazines to be permanently altered so they can never hold more than 5 rounds. Why do you only want people to have 5 rounds? You people ever see, I mean, you get to see the Ritalin on TV where the guns have endless rounds of fucking ammunition, but I mean, if you fucking have ever used guns, you know what the high capacity clip is for. And you know why they want it and why they don't want you to have it. Oh, six rounds is plenty for you. And while you're changing clips, I'll be charging you with my 30 round clip and fucking killing your ass. You think so? You want to bet? I don't think so. So-called large capacity magazines, which under Canadian law, you guys are going to love this, would be defined as one that could hold just 6 rounds or more. Wouldn't you just love it if all everybody, well, you'd love it. If, I mean, they've tried to talk about all they ever meant with for a gun, people to have a gun was a fucking flintlock. Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Well, wouldn't that be wonderful for you fucking communists if all we could have was a flintlock? Huh? My gosh, your dreams, your ambitions. The proposal includes a new red flag law by which courts can order individuals considered a danger to themselves or others to surrender their firearms to police. We need only look south to the border to know that if we do not take action firmly and rapidly, it gets worse and worse, more and more difficult to account counter, Trudeau's reported, yeah, as the fucking hundreds of thousands of fucking murderers roll across your southern fucking border, it's going to get worse. See, they tried this goddamn gun violence thing back about, six years ago. And it wouldn't go because actually since the end of the magazine ban and the assault rifle ban, crime had actually dropped 15%. And they got caught in that because they declared a goddamn emergency. It's an emergency. It's a gun emergency. Well, actually, the numbers show that crime has actually dropped 15%. Oh shit. We said right back then and there, right that fucking day, we said they'll start pumping these motherfuckers in here from third world countries, places like Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, murdering motherfuckers. They will fucking pump them in here. They'll create a fucking gun violence emergency. And then the answer to the emergency will be taking your guns and leaving you defenseless against these fucking goddamn murdering son of a bitches they brought in. Ain't gonna happen in America. And if you people in fucking Canada let it happen, man, I fucking feel bad for you. You shouldn't do it. I tell you right now, I'm just like I yelled at the goddamn Aussies. Don't let go of your fucking guns. We don't look south to the border, you know. Yeah, you look south to the border, you son of a bitch, but you better not do more than look. You better keep your fucking eyes averted when you look, you faggot motherfucker. Because we don't take this kind of shit from no book fucking buddy. Making his own comparison, Minister of Energy Preparedness, Energy Preparedness, I love all this shit. Bill Blair said, in Canada, gun ownership is a privilege, not a right. And in the United States, it's a fucking right, ain't it? I don't know. I don't know if it's, I guess it would be up to the people of Canada whether it's a privilege or a right. Maybe they should fucking insert their fucking right. It has a right, as the people of the United States did back in 1775. Take out your fucking guns, point them all at them, son of a bitches, cock them, and say, it's a right. Got it? Oh, you got that. Write that down. Go ahead, sorry.
They're subjects to the Queen.
Well, so are we, Charlie, but fucking, I ain't going to fucking bend over and take it in the ass, are you? I'll take that as a no. The legislation is fully expected to be enacted this fall. Canada's constitution has no equivalent to the American Civil. Neither this constitution, they always want that constitution in there. Fuck that constitution, it don't fucking exist. It's the constitution that never was, never ratified by we the people. Worry about that fucking Bill of Rights, because that is absolute fucking law. That we the people enforce our fucking selves with our fucking guns. You fucking dickwad. And not just our guns, but our armament. You think all we got's fucking goddamn, all you gotta worry about some AR-15s. That's all you gotta worry. Yeah, just keep that, go with that, For the most part, Canadian law only allows handguns to be loaded or fired at a shoot. They only allow their people, you people get allowed? You don't have your free fucking will? There's some faggot like fucking Trudeau that's fucking allowing you to do things? Wow, man, I thought you people were more rugged than that. They generally aren't allowed to be carried. They allow you and they don't allow you. I have somebody who's a rules you. We don't. They'll call themselves the ruling party, but they can bring your ass over here and try and rule us and get their heads fucking shot off. And in fact, they won't even come over. They'll send their surrogate balls. If they can find somebody that's ready to die, because they know that this is gunfire. They're talking about 13 lives there. 13 lives. Oh, my goodness. Should we pray? A moment of silence for 13 lives. You fucking try this shit, you'll be looking at a fucking, maybe 4 or 5 million fucking lives. Better 4 or 5 million should die to stop 13 from dying. I mean, come on. We know what you're doing. You're killing with your COVID-19 that doesn't exist with your death fucking shot. You're killing us with the goddamn food. You're killing us with the goddamn shit you're spraying us. We know you want to kill us. So you fucking Canadians, you better get it through your head. They want to kill you too. See, they don't want nobody that could fucking challenge them. Nobody that will not fucking, these third world son of a bitches, they've been living on their knees so long fucking I don't even think they can stand up. But fucking us Americans and actually the Canadians have always stood up and, hey, I've got, you know, you don't push me around, you son of a bitch. Anyway, let's go back to America. I go back and mind my own business instead of bothering you poor fucking Canadians. But you think about it. Think about if you're going to be one of them 160 fucking pussies. America has 20 million AR-15 style rifles in circulation and more guns than people in the country, from insiders sent to Misty, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches worldreport.com. 20 million AR-15 style rifles. And see, this, I already read this, so I know this is a guesstimation. They don't even know how many are. You know how many ghost guns or AR-15 ghost guns there are out there? Boy. At any rate, it don't fucking matter. They're telling you right here. This is their fucking problem. Go get those 20 million fucking guns. Go do it. I dare you. Step into the fucking jungle. I'll tell you where the guns are. They're in the jungle. And all you got to do is come into the jungle and fucking take them away and kill the fucking people that are shooting them, because they're going to be shooting them. I'm going to tell you right now, the fucking lead's going to be flying your way the second you step inside that jungle, and they're going to be looking to strip your fucking bones and throw fucking dried bones back out as a fucking goddamn warning to the next stupid son of a bitch that thinks they want to poke their nose in the jungle. Oh, around 19.8 million AR-15 style rifles are in circulation in the United States, a nationwide tally that's surged from around 8.5 million since a federal assault weapons ban expired in 2004. That assault weapons ban was fucking a goddamn infringement. It was a violation of the law. It should have never been allowed. The people were a bunch of fucking pussies for allowing it. For not fucking shutting it down on the fucking spot, along with every other fucking violation, because there's about 40,000 fucking violations on that second article right fucking now. You are not enforcing the fucking law. So you know what you get for not enforcing the law? You get to be a pussy-ass fucking slave. That's what you get. You don't enforce it enough, and you end up like the fucking Canadians. You can hand your fucking guns over, bitch. Hand that badass $2,000 AR-15 hand with every attachment fucking made on it, shiny as a brand new penny. Hand that fucker over. Or are you going to use that son of a bitch and blow these? I mean, these fuckers can't take us. Hey, I mean, there was one comment I went after the son of a bitch. He was talking about, oh, they're zippity-zip tanks through the streets made for all this stuff. Fucking shit, man. You know, look what they did. I think it was in Romania with the tanks, with just fucking Molotov cocktails. These fuckers aren't invincible. I mean, God damn it, whatever. I don't care how big a fucking mean fucking thing they is. I guarantee you we can build something to blow it up. What do you think? And if Biden wants to try and drop 3 tactical nukes in the United States, please fucking feel free to try it, you motherfucker. You will see what fucking unleashed fucking hell, unleashed hell looks like. It will come ripping across this fucking country. It'll rip you right out of your fucking plastic diaper and shit will fly everywhere, bitch. It'll rip you right up to the goddamn hangman's fucking noose. Stick your head in that fucking noose and pull the fucking goddamn lever, you dumb son of a bitch. You dim-witted bastard. I mean, they're just saying this shit. It's like the war with Russia. Well, war with Russia. That means nukes, right? Fuck you. Fire them. We're living in hell anyway, you son of a bitch. If we had control of them, you'd fucking be backing your fucking ass off. You'd be giving our shit back to us. You'd be getting the fuck out of our country. Or we'd fucking blow this motherfucker up. How about that? We will not live as slaves upon this goddamn earth. You got that? There's some people who just can't do it. That knee won't fucking bend for some fucking cocksucker just because he has a fucking pocket full of gold. Because money does not make a man. A man can make money, but money never made a man. Never. We'll be right back.
Do it!
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. Instead of being little pussy, little fucking cocksucking little punks, and all this little weaseling shit, and we're gonna, fuck you, do it. You're fucking nothing but fucking mouth, and you fucking know it. You know you'll be smeared off the face of this fucking planet, and I'll tell you what, it's about time we just said to hell with this people. They have violated the goddamn law to the point that we're negligent and are not enforcing it aggressively. America has 20 million AR-15 style rifles. Yes, of course we do. Around 19.8 million AR-15 style rifles are in circulation in the U.S. A nationwide tally that's surged from around 8.5 million since a federal assault weapons ban expired in 2004, which was unlawful. The more recent estimate comes from a November 2020 statement by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. Yeah, I'm sure they know about every fucking ghost gun. You better double that number, bitch. In the statement, its president and CEO, Joseph Bartosi, called the AR-15 the most popular rifle sold in America and a commonly owned firearm. And. How many times have you heard these very same statements over and over and over and over and over again? Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're going to shoot your fucking ass. Yeah, let's do this. I mean, this is getting to be fucking monotonous. We're gonna get to doing it, bitch! The debate over ownership and the public sale of AR, we'll buy any fucking thing we fucking want. The goddamn second article was explained to you quite clearly by Mr. Koch, wasn't it? Every terrible implement of the soldier is the birthright of an American. Birthright, motherfucker! You have no authority over us, you fucking piece of shit. You're a fucking corporation and you're fucking about to have your fucking goddamn contract canceled, cocksuckers. AR-15 style weapons has intensified after the killing of 19 children. Over 19 children. We'll see fucking 50 million people dead because that's what you get. You come at us, motherfuckers. You think that just, I mean, that's what really, I laugh about this. You know how many people are killed by doctors in here? You know how people are killed with hammers? I mean, guns are very, don't kill a whole lot of fucking people. Not compared to a lot of other things in this country. But it's always 19 lives could have been saved. Yeah, well, you fuck with us and there's going to be about 20 million fucking lives that aren't going to be saved. What's 20 million for 19? Is that your math, motherfucker? You think we're stupid enough to fall for something that goddamn juvenile when we know how much you love us? But bearing in mind the fact that you're trying to kill us every fucking day of our lives with poison from the air, poison in the food, poison in the water, and poison you're trying to force in our fucking bodies against our fucking will. Yeah, we know how concerned you are. You're concerned that we have those motherfuckers because you might get brought to fucking justice right quick with them cocksucking guns, huh? If you just only had the guns and we didn't have none, boy, what could you do? Oh, well, look at fucking Australia and you know exactly what you could do, huh? You're not going to do that here. And the pity this, I mean, you fucking think that paycheck's worth it, son of a bitch, go for it. We're going to be a lot of fucking widows and orphans, you sons of bitches. You might kill us, but we're going to kill your asses right back. We're going to fight you. Get it through your fucking head. You keep fucking around, and we're going to have to initiate the goddamn fight. Because we have the right to enforce our goddamn law that you are fucking violating at ad nauseum. Prima facie. Like the fifth article that says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process law. You're stopping people on the side of the fucking road, reaching up inside women on the side of the road, trying to find some fucking silver or gold, you fucking highwaymen. No charges. No fucking convictions. Just fucking theft, you fucking scum. And you have no jurisdictional authority in the first place to be out there. You are criminals just for being there. Criminals that have earned the rope just for being there. Fuck your union badge. Fuck your black suit. Because we got fucking 20,000 AR-15s that they're admitting to. How many M4s? How many goddamn variations? I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, you want a war? And now you talk about them goddamn tanks and shit on the street. How many of them are going to turn them on you? You think they're going to shoot their own fucking people, or they're going to shoot some fucking communist son of a bitch, world communist motherfucker who's been here for fucking 6 months and become a goddamn congresswoman all of a fucking sudden, who can't even speak fucking English? I think they're going to figure it out, especially the way you're treating them. 19 children and 2 adults at an elementary school. Last week, you know, just take my gun. My gun didn't do that. I didn't have any goddamn thing to do with that. You can't just throw fucking some kind of judicial fucking shit at me. That's why we have the fucking common law, motherfucker. That's why we have the Bill of Rights. Before you can initiate any kind of fucking criminal or civil claim against me, you gotta have affidavits that I did something. And exercising my goddamn rights is not against the fucking law. It is the law. It is the law absolute. Oh, this guy over here, he hurt some people, so all the rest of you guys, you don't get your rights. I decided. Who the fuck are you? Boom! Well, you ain't you no more, are you? You ain't deciding shit, buddy. We already wrote it down in fucking unalienable fucking law in December 15, 1791. You ain't doing shit. We'll enforce that motherfucker. We'll enforce it with zero tolerance. The debate over gun ownership and public sale of AR-15 style weapons has intensified after the killing of 19 children and 2 adults. Oh. Fuck you. You bunch of goddamn cowards. How many fucking children do you think were killed in the fucking Revolutionary War to get you them goddamn rights? How many children? I'm talking about 12 years or younger. How many do you think were killed on the battlefield? You fucking bunch of punk pussy motherfuckers ain't taking shit. The gunman carried an AR-15 variant during the attack, and that the semi-automatic weapon type has been used in other high-profile shootings and incidents. So fucking what? Did anybody that you're wanting to take these guns from do it? No. And you have no fucking case. You cannot even bring a case into the common. That's why they had to get rid of the common law courts. Common law courts, you'd have to have an affidavit saying somebody did something, a corpus delicti. Or they'd hit you with the fucking habeas corpus. Who got fucking hurt? Who's the complainant here? Who's the victim? All right, that's the victim. Now you show me where I'm the fucking goddamn perpetrator. That's how it's supposed to work. And once the perpetrator has been punished, that's the end of it. Sorry. You don't get to fucking build a crusade around around a case of murder. Even if I don't even believe it fucking happened. I don't know if it happened or not. I don't believe nothing comes out of that fucking goddamn stupid box. Shooting an incident such as the massacre in Buffalo. Fuck the massacre in Buffalo. I wasn't in Buffalo. Any of you guys out there, were you in Buffalo? Do you have anything to do with this fucking, what the fuck are you doing talking about our guns? These motherfuckers with zero authority to talk about our guns. In fact, they're not supposed to. In fact, they're supposed to support with their fucking lives our right to have those fucking personal fucking firearms. Our right to have the goddamn means to fucking to put down a fucking tyrannical government. Period. That's their number one objective. That's the only number one reason for existing. That, at least that's a lie that they gave in their Federalist Papers, wasn't it? So they could get the Constitution. It never was ratified by we the people. Shove it in your fucking ass. Shove it in your fucking ass till it comes out your ears. Never ratified by me. I never agreed to it. Go to hell. And in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was acquitted in November after fatally shooting two people and injuring a third. Good thing he had that fucking AR-15. They'd have killed his ass, wouldn't they? Well, I mean, I don't like the little prick. I mean, he's a goddamn Trump-tard and all. He's a goddamn junior Mason, no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what, he'd have been a dead son of a bitch if he hadn't had that rifle. Wouldn't he? Statistics show that the number of AR-15s owned by the American public has increased dramatically in the last two decades. There were around 8.5 million AR platform rifles in circulation in the U.S. before 1994, when the weapons were prohibited. Prohibited? You got you fucking punks, man. 1994, man. Prohibit. We were fucking, what a bunch of pussies. They tell them to shove their gun ban up their fucking ass. It's a fuck. I can read. I can read it at a third grade. I can memorize. I've memorized that son of a bitch at a third grade level. Shall not be infringed, period. I mean, isn't that what we're talking about here? A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to a free, being necessary to a free state. Fine. Fuck. I guess I don't have it memorized. So we will look and see what that son of a bitch says. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. This is goddamn, this is the top fucking law in this country. And they are in violation of it. They violate it without even a second fucking thought, and there's nobody doing, everybody goes, nobody's doing nothing about it. That's because you're the somebody who has to, you dumb son of a bitch. The people were, remember what Penn Scott said? What did he say? What was his final fucking words on the fucking issue? What did Mr. Conch, he said, the militia who are in fact the effective part of the people at large will perform a powerful check on the regular troops. That means you got to get off your dead ass and take that shiny ass gun out and put these motherfuckers in the ground when they violate our goddamn law. When they pretend that Congress has power to disarm us. When they pretend that they have any kind of fucking power to disarm us or to have more powerful goddamn weapons than us. We're the fucking authority here. Not some goddamn aristocracy, which has been the condition since the beginning of this goddamn country, the truth be fucking known. At any rate, the gunman carried an AR-15 variant. Oh, my God. Statistics show that the number of AR-15s owned by American public has increased dramatically in the last two decades. There were around 8.5 million AR platform rifles in circulation in the U.S. before 1994 when the weapons were prohibited. They prohibited us, people. How did they prohibit? Under what fucking authority did they prohibit us from exercising our second article right any fucking way we please? Oh, that ain't what happened, is it? What happened is we fucking allowed it, didn't we? We fucking allowed it. A lot of, I mean, goddamn, the NRA, today, I'll give everybody their proud stickers on their fucking cars and on the refrigerators. Yeah, Muthi, I got my NRA card. They're the cocksuckers that wrote the goddamn weapons ban and the fucking high capacity ban. They're the ones that wrote it. They're the ones that wrote the 1968 fucking Gun Control Act. You stupid son of a bitches. Well, I'll be with the NRA. I'll be with the inner clique here. I'll give a little extra money. Hell, I'll be able to hunt private property and stuff. Your ass is about to go in the fucking ground because we don't go in the fucking jungle. Asshole. Prohibited under a federal assault weapons ban per Associated Press. The bill signed by then-President Bill Clinton, not a president, he was never a president, we had a president in this fucking country, ever. If there was, I want to know who the first son of a bitch, who won against George Washington? That's a good question. Only applied to assault weapons manufactured after the law was enacted. During the 10-year ban, many AR-style weapons were still legally used because they could be heavily modified, so we don't got to modify them, we don't got to do shit! We can cut them down. We can do anything we fucking want with them. We're the fucking authority in this country, asshole. You do what we tell you. We don't do what you tell us. And our Bill of Rights makes it clear that our second article is wide fucking open. Every terrible implement of the soldier, that's grenades, that's grenade launchers, that's fucking C4, that's every fucking thing that a goddamn soldier would have. That's a goddamn atomic weapon. I mean, they talk about, oh, goddamn it, what if an atomic weapon, Henry had it. Well, I think I feel, who's been the only ones fucking sick enough to use one of the motherfuckers? Who's been the only ones fucking that diabolical to drop them on fucking civilians? Little fucking babies. Who? Oh, they're the ones that should be trusted with them, right? This is an upside down and backwards 180 degree out fucking world, and we got to put it back right, people. If we don't, we're fucked. And we got to do it pretty goddamn soon because these motherfuckers are pouring across our fucking border, building fucking armies behind our fucking lines. Why we sit and fucking bitch and complain and talk about it? Bill Clinton, huh? Only applied to assault weapons manufactured after the law was enacted during the 10-day ban or the 10-year ban. Many AR-style weapons were still legally used because they could be heavily modified. Oh, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. The people who modified them, you were a bunch of chicken shit son of a bitches because you should have refused to modify your fucking weapon. They couldn't make you modify your fucking weapon. They couldn't ban your fucking weapon. They try to ban your fucking weapon. You're supposed to use your fucking weapon on them. That's just all there is to it. That's the fucking law, and that makes you a fucking cunt. I'm sorry. This ain't me. This is the fucking goddamn reality of the world talking to you. You didn't have to do it. The law was on your fucking side. You fucking did it because you're pussied out. Because rather than face these son of a bitches down and say, you ain't going to tell me what to do with my fucking gun, I'll shoot you as a son of a bitch. You fucking did. You didn't did anything. Oh, I'll put a pink ribbon around the fucking barrel, and then that don't make it a fucking assault weapon. Oh, there that is again, ain't it? It's you motherfucking retards that have fucking led us into this goddamn shit. And we don't appreciate it. You're going to find out how much we don't appreciate it when we come out of this motherfucking jungle. After the ban expired in 2004, the next import and manufacture of AR-style weapons jumped from 314,000 that year to more than 1 million in 2009, according to the latest firearms production report of the NSSF. The production rate has constantly stayed above 1 million per year since 2012 and surpassed 2.2 million rifles per year in 2013 and 2016. An average of 4.14 million guns were manufactured every year between 1990 and 1999, and an average of 3.7 million were manufactured annually between 2000 and 2009. According to the 2021 Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, Fags, Queers, fucking goddamn spacemen, and Department of Justice, the annual average jumped to 8.57 million per year from 2010 to 2019, according to the ATF, BTF, CTG, GBAR, man, just name it. Give yourself three fucking letters, and you got yourself an acronym for a fucking goddamn another non-governmental agency that think they're going to fucking walk all over your fucking rights. U.S. consumers owned around 393 million firearms, both legal and illegal, according to the 2018 data from the Small Arms Survey. A Swiss-based project from Geneva, really? Is the Swiss counting our fucking guns? Come count them again, Swiss. Graduate Institute. That means there are more guns than people in the United States. And that's right, you motherfucker. So we cannot be conquered, can we? You cannot fucking take our fucking guns, can you? Yeah, I mean, even you, so that guy's going to come down there in one of them fastest tanks to go around the corner real fast and shoot real fast. Who's going to fucking protect his family? Who's going to protect the family of the son of a bitch that would try to use air power against us? Who's going to protect him when he hits the fucking ground? You don't shit in your own backyard. What, are you going to fly drones out of fucking Israel? That means we got to get a hold of that nuclear arsenal and turn Israel into so much fucking glowing glass, right? It's all strategy. Sun Tzu would know what to do, and we're going to ask him about it. Anyways, I've had enough of this psychosis. I'm going to go downstairs and try to regain my consciousness and my mind. and my humanity. And until then, look at this shit for what it is. This is shit. Shit, 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 shit. Nothingness. It's just there. So they, right now they're stealing another fucking $50 billion fucking dollars to take over to Ukraine, where the mafia is going to sit down at a fucking table where nobody can watch them, because it is mafia headquarters for the Biden cartel. And they're going to cut it up just like they cut up that fucking $3.2 trillion that fucking Trump gave them. It's just the fucking these international. They're going to fucking take until you stop them. And that's really what it's all about. They can play these games. We're going to get your guns. We're going to, well, the God, it might be a nuclear war. And we might be in with China. We might be in with, might be in all the time. They're fucking just fucking stealing hand over fist and creating goddamn food shortages. Creating fucking goddamn, they got, I mean, they admitted that they're making you pay fucking $5 a gallon for fucking gas because that's to compel performance out of you. Is that what your goddamn representative, that's what a representative does, huh? I think we better get rid of them fucking representatives, don't you? I don't think they're representing us. I think they're representing themselves and the fucking international corporate mafia, and that is the word from the trenches.